It's a warm mid-August afternoon, and Albert Poutler and his daughter Ann Poutler are getting ready to visit their wife and mother, Marilyn, a resident of the Elderwood Nursing Home in Lancaster.
So you see the yellow line,
okay.
That's what we have to sit behind.
Like many Western New York nursing homes, Elderwood at Lancaster is doing outdoor visitation only. They've agreed to bring Marilyn out to a screened-in porch, so long as Albert and Ann sit on the other side of the screen and behind a yellow piece of tape. They chat about Marilyn's day, reminisce about her winning $600 off a lottery ticket for her birthday this year, and discuss what they'll drop her off for dinner that night.
Bye, Mom. Love ya.
Albert and Ann appreciate the half-hour outdoor visit. It's the closest they've got to Marilyn since the COVID-19 pandemic closed nursing homes across the country in March.
Bittersweet. So there's the excitement of seeing her, and then the 30 minutes goes faster than you could ever imagine. And then when they wheel her away, it's very tough.
But these outdoor visits may not be possible for much longer. The cold weather will almost certainly prevent nursing homes from bringing vulnerable residents outside for extended periods of time. Albert and Ann haven't been able to visit Marilyn since September due to COVID cases in her nursing home, and are unsure whether visits will be indoors or outdoors once they can resume.
I hope to goodness that they have a plan in place, because there's no way that we're going to have our loved ones sit out there and be cold.
We're just not in limbo because we don't know what they're planning or how they're planning to do it.
Advocates are also worried whether nursing homes will offer indoor visitation once the weather grows colder.
It's the residents' right to receive visitors.
Lindsay Heckler is an attorney with the Center for Elder Law and Justice in Buffalo. She says the federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid issued guidance last month that nursing homes should allow indoor visitation, but guidance from the New York State Department of Health isn't as forceful. Also, while the federal government allows for in-room visitation, New York State strictly prohibits it.
Some nursing homes, right or wrong, are not opening up to indoor visitation, even when they can allow for indoor visitation.
A state health department spokesperson did not respond to a question about how many nursing homes are currently allowing indoor visitation, but in a statement says they'll continue to monitor data and requests, while also recognizing the pandemic is not over.
With the changes in the weather, it is a concern.
Randy Gerlach is president of Schofield Care, which operates a nursing home in Kenmore. He says his facility has allowed over 530 outdoor visitors since July, and they're planning how they'll eventually offer indoor visits.
There's nothing that's going to give us 100% assurance that we are not going to have any other outbreaks. It's not realistic. And I think that's one of the major concerns is that we're dealing with.
Bria Lewis, who, like Heckler, is an attorney with the Center for Elder Law and Justice, says families can advocate for indoor visitation by calling their state representative or just confronting the nursing home itself.
The Department of Health right now makes it clear that visits are allowed inside of a well-ventilated area when the weather is inclement. So residents and family members can present this notion to the staff of the facility and see what they can do in order to facilitate indoor visits.
For Albert and Ann Poutler, they're unsure what they'll do. Ann has been hoping New York will allow families to designate a family caregiver who can go into the nursing home. But after the recent outbreak at Elderwood, she's not rushing to get into a nursing home if it means keeping her mom safe.
Now I'm just worried that if they open the gates and let families in, that there may be a bigger problem. You know, we're basically, you know, I feel that we're playing Russian roulette, and at some point the ball's going to stop at room 204.
Albert is 85 years old. He says it's been difficult, not knowing if he'll ever be able to hug or kiss his wife again.
Either of us could go down at either time. You know, we might never be able to touch each other. I could go down, she could go down. It's a tough time to live. Tough time to, after 62 years of marriage, you know, so tough.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.